Empty Arms, Coping with Miscarriage, Stillbirth, and Neonatal Death, Surviving the First Hours and Beyond. Written and narrated by Cherokee Isles. Copyrighted in 2018 by Cherokee Isles. This audiobook was produced in the year 2019 by Echo Point Books and Media LLC, which holds the copyright thereto. Empty Arms, Coping with Miscarriage, Stillbirth, and Neonatal Death, Surviving the First Hours and Beyond, by Cherokee Isles, narrated by Cherokee Isles, editor Arlene Applebaum. To help you feel less alone, have hope, and move forward, yet never forget. You are, and always will be, the parent of this child. Your role now is to find special ways to continue to parent this beloved little baby who will live on in your heart forever. A letter to parents. Dear parents, this is your precious loved baby, and you have been given devastating news. As a mother who's had a miscarriage, a son who was stillborn, and an ectopic pregnancy, let me say, I am so very sad and sorry. I wish to offer support and guidance so you can avoid the mistakes that many of us have made. Whether your baby is miscarrying, stillborn, has a life-limiting diagnosis, an ectopic or molar pregnancy, or an infant of any age, including SIDS, or lost during adoption, this is for you. Following the miscarriage of our first baby and the stillbirth of our son Brennan William, my husband and I said no to everything that was offered us by kind hospital staff. As a result, we got no pictures, crib card, mementos, footprints, handprints, lock of hair, or other mementos. We barely held our Brennan for 5 minutes. None of our family saw him, and we discouraged everyone from coming to the small service we had. In shock and full of fear and confusion, we did not know better and thought avoidance was best. From the next day forward, we have lived with tons of regrets and few memories, no mementos and no pictures or videos, and we still do to this day 30-plus years later. We did not know what we did not know. It was easier to turn away and hope we could somehow move on without fully meeting, parenting, and really being with our son. We are not alone in this. Too many parents also report that they made bad decisions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?